AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heavy rains in Oklahoma caused flooding, some voluntary evacuations near a dam that's in danger of overflowing.
It's in imminent danger of breaking.
Red Cross volunteer Kim Lillard says a shelter has been opened in Shawnee. Some roads and highways, including part of Interstate 44 in Tulsa, have been closed because of high water. Storm system also bringing snow up to a foot in parts of South Dakota, 5 inches or so to the Nebraska Panhandle. Tropical storm Anna is inching its way toward the Carolina coast. Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts says the storm, with top sustained winds of 60 miles an hour, is about 140 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach.
Still crawling toward the coast, but it looks like we're seeing a little bit more motion toward the north than we've been seeing over the past day.
Tropical storm watches and warnings have been issued for parts of both Carolinas, and the Hurricane Center is also warning of rough surf and rip currents. Anna is expected to deliver 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend. Some areas could get up to a half foot of rain. 4 people are dead after a small plane crashed on an interstate near Atlanta. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The FAA says the Piper PA-32 took off from the DeKalb Peachtree Airport and quickly ran into trouble. Don McGee was driving on Interstate 285. The crash happened in front of a tractor trailer.
He slams on his brakes and the plane just went right in front of him. Boom! Hit the wall.
He describes a huge fire. McGee is amazed no one on the highway was killed.
You can't even throw a baseball or a tennis ball across there without getting hit. And this plane came across 285 and didn't hit nobody.
Federal investigators say they will reconstruct the plane to figure out why it crashed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mistrial in the trial of a man accused in a 1979 disappearance of the 6-year-old New York City boy Eitan Pates. This is AP Radio News. The nation honors World War II veterans on the 70th anniversary of victory in Europe.
Looking at the vintage planes filling the sky over the World War II memorial, Earl Morrow remembered a less happy time in the cockpit when he was shot down.
We were as deep into Germany as we could get.
5 months later, Morrow remembers being liberated by General George S. Patton.
And you know, I got a salute out of the old boy.
Morrow turns 94 this month, but says he won't ever forget Patton's speech to the Americans who were now free.
Okay, fellas, I've got a war to win. I'll see you later.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Derrick Rose, 3-pointer at the buzzer, gives the Chicago Bulls a 99-96 victory and a 2-game-to-1 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. L.A. Clippers ripped the Houston Rockets 124-99 to also go up 2-1 in the Western semis. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.